Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together.
We do.
How you doing today, Terry?
And it's Friday.
It's a Friday. That feels good. Oh, it feels good that it's a Friday. We made it, everybody. We made it to Friday. We are looking forward to a great show today. We got good things lined up for you. We, of course, have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. After our news break, we'll make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We're going to have some fun with that one. Be listening for how you can win some free Culver's in a little bit. We've also got, of course, other great things to get to. We're leading into Easter weekend, so we've got a bunch of Easter stuff to get into, Terry. Also want to touch on a couple of other things with you. The best candy of all time we got to get into,
oh.
Terry. The best candy of all time as we're talking Easter here. There is also shrinkflation. Half of America actually wants smaller portions. We'll look into that. I don't know about that one. I want to look into that one.
It's probably smart.
Yeah, maybe. We got all that coming up for you. The 9 o'clock hour, we'll have a little bit of entertainment news. We're hoping to get a sports update from our friend Mike Clemens and plenty more where that came from. And we want to start things off, Terry, getting an update about the United Way. You guys have some great things going on. We just got a press release about team registration is open now for United Way Hunger Event.
Yep, so if people want to register to be part of United We Can, taking place in June this year, this is an opportunity to build a food sculpture out of canned goods.
Yeah.
So you would build a sculpture of, you know, sometimes people struggle with what could we build?
Yeah.
Well, you can build anything you want, but some, you know, some popular things are like characters, you know, like we've seen people build the Minions or something fun like that. One year, our friends at Aspirus Riverview built an apple. Like they were trying to promote health, but it looked like there was a bite out of it. And this was out of canned goods. I mean, it was pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
But there's been fun things. Pontoon boats. Nice. I mean, you've judged. There's been.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
there's
everything.
Been lots of really fun. So it could be anything. There is no like theme other than you just need to use non-perishable food items.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use some paper goods, too. Like, you know, you think about that. Things that don't always show up at meal sites or at the food pantries. Paper plates, napkins, toweling, you know, things like that, too, that are of great cost. So you use non-perishable food items and build a food sculpture, and these are on display at the Rafter Game. And it's just a really good opportunity to build awareness in our community around hunger. And a Rafter Game is where we have our largest captive audience in the community.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're very fortunate to partner with the Rafters for this event. Looking forward to, you know, having we can probably accommodate about 14 sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, honestly, if we had 15, we'd figure out how to make it work.
Yeah.
But it is a great opportunity. So registration is open. You can just need to tell us if you're going to do a large sculpture, a major league or a minor league, depending upon the number of cans that you intend to use. And this doesn't have to be a business. It could be a family, a church, a civic group, you know, something like that. It's really open to any and all who would like to participate and help us strike out hunger.
It's one of my favorite events of the year.
It's really
period.
Fun.
Not just that you guys do or that happens in this area. It is one of my favorite events of the year. It brings together two of my favorite groups, the Rafters and the United Way. It brings this whole community together. And it is, I would say one of my main causes is hunger. And one of the things that I fight for and I want to see some work done on. I'm so proud of this community. Terry, this has been going on since 2013. And if I'm getting this right, over 72,000 pounds has been raised since then.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's incredible.
We did our very first one in the Rapids Mall.
Oh, wow.
Where the very first one was. And it was, you know, and it was pretty cool. It was, I think we had like 7 sculptures and they were all fairly small, but it was awesome. I mean, it was really great, and gave us a good start, and then said, you know, this is what was nice about that was it was climate controlled, right? You know, so that made it a little bit easier. But we also said, where can we get the largest audience? Because our true goal with this event is hunger awareness. Leveraging the food is the bonus, right? And then we get that to our partners that are providing services around food in the communities that we serve, Southwood and Adams County. But, you know, by like I said, there's more, there's just more people, right, at the Rafter game. And so that's been a really good fit. And then we invite the community to engage by bringing a non-perishable food item with them to the game. Or they can drop it off earlier during the day if they want to come and see when the sculptures are being built. People can make donations. The Rafters do a prize basket. So we draw a name from people who bring the non-perishable food items to the game. And then we also are given the opportunity to do a collection. So we get a 60-minute window. 60-second 60-second window where we can do, we call it Miracle Minute, right? Where we can do a collection in the stands. And typically that leverages about another $1,200 that is used for food insecurity right here in our community. So it's a win-win. You know, there's just no losing with this event. But we'd like, you know, organizations, individuals, businesses to be thinking about what could I do for a food sculpture. You know, it's kind of fun when people build their logo.
Yeah.
Or sometimes people will have some kind of a message. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is just an anecdotal thing. But it's so funny because you can look at some of these and you're like, trying to figure out what they are.
Yeah.
And then you hold up your phone and look at it through the camera and you can instantly see right away. It's so crazy how it changes your perspective and your vision. But
I'm really glad you told me that too, because I wouldn't have got that right away.
Yeah, it is. It's quite remarkable how different it looks when you look through the picture, you know, kind of format. But this is really, you know, we're super excited about it and looking forward to getting teams registered. One other thing that we have coming up soon is April 10th. Just less than 2 weeks away. Is our community shred day, and this takes place at Prevail Bank in Wisconsin Rapids. An opportunity to get your sensitive documents shredded free of charge. You can bring two boxes for free, and then each additional box is a $5 donation to United Way. So it is completely free on the part of the, you know, as far as the bank. They are donating the service of the shredding, and then they are also donating $1 a pound for the first 1,000 pounds shredded.
That's
and then
so cool.
Our friends at Bank Account are sponsoring the second 1,000 pounds. So we really need people to bring their paper because we want at least 2,000 pounds to be shredded. Although I will tell you that typically we're pushing about 4,000 pounds by the time that the event is over. But it's a great opportunity for us to raise some funds, get a jump start on our campaign. And also really protecting the community, right? Making sure that those sensitive documents get out of your house. You know, there's just a point where you don't need to have that stuff sitting around, but you also shouldn't just throw it away, right? Like it should be shredded. So come on over. The shredding happens on site. This is from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. You don't even have to get out of your car. We will, you know, we'll grab the boxes for you and dump them in the shredder, or you can, you know, you can carry them up. But mostly we have volunteers there who can just, you know, help leverage that stuff for you. The event is 9 until 11. But I will say that sometimes once the trailer's full, it's full. So sometimes we can't go until 11. So if you intend to participate, I would encourage you to come in that first hour. Because like I said, when he reaches capacity, he reaches capacity. This is also a rain or shine event. So that's something else that's, you know, that says noteworthy. So even if it's raining, we'll still be out there. And then you definitely don't have to get out of your car.
Right.
And we will unload those for you. So I encourage you to participate if you have, you know, things that need to be shredded.
I didn't realize how important that is to mention that part about the rain or shine. With the weather we've had lately, who knows? And we didn't hear from Brittany this morning. I don't know what happened to Brittany. I hope she's okay. We don't know what happens. What's
I mean,
going
she
on
might
with
be
Nature.
Like laying out. The sun's out.
Yeah, actually, that might be. We don't want to bother her. She works really hard. We let her do her thing. And the Community Shred Day again coming up April 10th, 9 to 11 over Prevail Bank parking lot. A shout out to Prevail Bank. A big thank you to them supporting this event and being a part of things in the community like they do. We'll talk more about this as we get closer to it. It's a great event, though, Terry, and I really do appreciate you shining some light on it for us. Wanted to get into, as we dive into our first really segment here, some interesting facts about Easter. Just some random Easter basket of randomness, we'll say.
All right.
If you're on the hunt for some Easter egg information, we got you covered. We ventured out into the internet and turned up some interesting holiday-related stats and facts and just silliness. Like, Americans will spend an estimated $22 billion on Easter.
Wow.
That is roughly $177 per person celebrating. The people that celebrate.
Yeah.
Not all of us, but those that are celebrating statistically. That's interesting. 91 million chocolate bunnies are sold in the U.S. every Easter season. I love these stats. And 78% of people say that they eat chocolate bunny ears first, 16% eat the feet first, and 6% are weirdos who always eat the tail first. I'm just kidding. I'm one of those weirdos.
I eat ears first.
Yeah, I like. It depends on the type of chocolate. If it's a, you know, the hollow.
Oh,
ones,
if it's hollow or solid.
The hollow ones, I don't care as much where I begin. But if it's a solid one, I'm with you. The ears, you got to start. It's just the humane way to do it.
You think? Yeah. I mean, I always save the crunchy eye for last.
You know, definitely. Always save the eyes last. Always, always.
And why is that?
I love the idea of somebody just flipping on our station and just hearing like this last tail part. What are they talking about?
Uh-huh.
3 in 4 parents plan on having the talk. We'll get into the talk with their children about eating candy in moderation. That kind of talk. Let's go ahead and take a talk. Have a talk with all of you. Good morning. What's on your mind? Good morning. Hey, oh, call back. I was just going to you. Call right back, 424-2600. I wanted to hear what they had to say. I don't know who that was. It would look like a different number than I wasn't used to. So, 3 in 4 parents are going to have the talk about eating candy in moderation. But 80% of parents admit to occasionally stealing from their candy from their children's stash.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, you got to. Yeah, I mean, it's a rite of passage. They have to learn. I know. It's what my dad told me.
I'm kind of, you know, if they take it, like, upstairs to their bedroom, I'm probably not, like, I don't need it bad enough to go up there and
I'm
get
with
it.
You that.
But
yeah,
if it's
yeah.
just sitting on the table, oh, yeah. fair game.
Yeah, it's fair. Yep, you left it out in the open.
And maybe not right on Easter, right? But like by Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll give him
a day. If it's still there
that.
The next day, fair game.
You know what? That's a fair way
not
to do
their
it.
Chocolate bunny or something. But I'm just saying, like the loose candy in the bottom.
Yeah. Well, you know, the little bags of
do
Skittles
you even
or something
notice
like
that.
That
come
it's on.
Gone.
We brought you into this darn world. Give me a bag of candy. and then, yes, 46% of Americans think the Easter Bunny should give out money like the Tooth Fairy does.
Oh.
That's interesting.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends.
So I know my Nana, she used to put like dimes and quarters and nickels on an egg, tape them to an egg. And then when we found them, we got all excited because we found like a 50-cent piece
sure.
or something like that.
Instead, like she could have used, or like put that in the plastic egg instead of candy. You know, I don't know. I guess it just depends. Well, I don't know how much... I suppose some kids eat a lot of candy. Yet my kids aren't big candy eaters.
Yeah. So I mean, I didn't grow up. You know, I've been very clear. I grew up in a mixed family and everything. And we celebrate. We have both religions and Judaism and Catholicism. So I growing up, wasn't around a lot of Catholic like events. When we went and did do Easter egg hunts, it was always on my Nana and Papa's in their house in Rome, and she would use real eggs
outside.
Yeah, yeah. Outside and have them all.
But hard boiled.
Hard boiled. Yeah. And so
because
just,
you'd be chucking them at people.
Well, and also hard-boiled because she hid them. I mean, really hid these eggs. Like, we had to hunt for them. And she would tease us relentlessly if we couldn't find them. I can remember being out there for like an hour looking for an egg.
Isn't that super fun? Those are the best memories.
Some of my best memories. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I loved it. But I thought that's – I didn't know that they had, like, plastic candy, you know, that you could put in there and stuff. Like,
I remember
– a whole new world to me.
Going to my aunt's one time and she would do Easter, but I was already a young adult, right? But like for the younger ones or like her grandchildren, she's like, okay, and I'm gonna have an Easter egg hunt. I bet you there were like seriously like 500 plastic eggs in her yard.
I'm like,
do you just take a bag and flick? Because there were so many. Like, I don't even know how you know. But it was so funny because there weren't even that many kids. So they were just like in heaven. Wow. You know, like it was as many as they could hang on to. It was so cute.
I love the image of her just like walking outside and just throwing them. Just throwing them out.
Like 5 gallon buckets.
Yeah, yeah. Just
but you know, and it was so cute because her only thing was you could keep what was inside, but she wanted the eggs back because then she would do it again the next year. Yeah. But it was so cute because they couldn't even just like get them all, you know?
That's
it was so fun.
It seems like a blast.
It
seems like a lot of fun.
Super cute.
I want to know a couple of questions from the audience today. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600. We're going to talk about the best Easter candy of all time and Easter candy, just candy in general in a little bit. So I want to hear your favorite candy or your favorite Easter candy. Or maybe a better question is, what was your favorite candy to get on Easter? What was your favorite candy to get on Easter? And I want to know how many people, if their parents hid their baskets. Because I'm finding out more and more that parents don't do that as much.
No, because the bunny does it.
Yes, of course the bunny does it. I'm so sorry. I mean, the bunny, of course, doing it. Yes, the bunny doing it. But regardless, like the basket being hidden, like that doesn't seem to happen as much anymore. I know my my dad, like, there's few things that would bother my father more, I think, than the idea that people not just not only hiding them, but hiding them good. My dad, just like his mother, my Nana, really good at hiding things. Like, really good. There was one year my sister was, like, physically, like, almost upset. Like, he had to finally go get it for her and everything because he couldn't find it.
I don't know. We always had we always had the Easter Bunny visit. So and at our house too. Like when I was a kid and then at our house now. Yeah, for sure.
So, my dad took a lot of pride because he helped the Easter Bunny do these things and everything. So I would see why he could do it. He could do that. But actually, I wonder how much he actually helped him. I don't even know if he actually knew the Easter Bunny now that I think about it. I'm not even sure if he knew the guy. One more one fact for you here. This year, there will be 195 different Easter Hallmark cards available.
Really? That's all?
That's pretty crazy. right.
What are they doing?
Yeah, I don't know. But we got to get to break. We're running late. We got to get to break. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on Mornings at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Yay! It's one of our favorite parts of the day. I'm in a Muppet mood. That was my Kermit. That was my Kermit. 221 Market Avenue is where you want to be right now. Head on over there. Enjoy a great breakfast, brunch, dinner. They're open till 2. Visit them right now with some of the great specials that they got going on and a great way to lead into Easter weekend. Do want to keep in mind that they will be closed on Easter so that their employees can enjoy with their families. I appreciate
great
that.
Great idea.
From them.
I love
Very
that.
Very good idea. Love when businesses do that. Big shout out to El Cafe. Great food, great prices, wonderful atmosphere. All of that being said, the people will top all of that. The great people over there. Appreciate
it. Yeah, we've had
friends.
Great experiences there.
It's a really great spot. Go ahead and visit don't take our word for it. Go check it out, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, open right now. Wish them a good morning from all of us. We will dive into the Birthday and Anniversary Club, but we want to remind you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and of course, call up and join the conversation, 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. Call up and get that birthday or anniversary to us, everybody. Terry, you got some work to do this morning. I'm sorry.
Woo-hoo!
I need a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And I need a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A 1 through 5.
Wow. You almost got to your second hand. 4.
4. All right. That gives us that qualifier. And we need a... Oh, we just got the qualifier. We just had the 1 for Sunday. So, diving into our list. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Janice Hudson.
Happy birthday, Janice.
Hope you have a good day. And we wish happy birthday to Amanda Mather.
Happy birthday.
Amanda is our qualifier for today.
Nice. I also have another birthday for today. Keith Wilkes. So happy birthday, Keith.
Keith is going on the list. Keith Wilkes. Happy birthday to you, sir. Happy birthday to you. We take a look at Saturday's birthdays, and we wish a very happy 40th anniversary to Dale and Donna Vilbaum.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Wishing you guys a great one. 40th anniversary. That's awesome. That is beautiful. Also, happy birthday to Mike Stratton.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Enjoy your day, sir. And we wish a happy birthday to Tracy Hackman.
Happy birthday, Tracy.
Have a great day, Tracy. And a very happy birthday to Tracy's mom, Louise N. Crow.
Happy birthday.
I'm sorry. Tracy's the mom of Louise.
Other
way around.
Yep,
other
you're
way
right.
Around. I had it right the first
time.
You were right.
Wow, the first time.
Mark it down, Pam. Mark it down.
Oh, she's not here.
No, darling. It's your figures. Happy birthday to both of them. That's really sweet to have share a birthday
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Cool.
I think that's really cool. And our qualifier today, celebrating her 7th birthday, Lindley Went. Lindley Went, Katrina and Jason's daughter.
Happy birthday.
And that was the one. I did not pick that. Terry didn't pick that. That's just the way it worked out. That's awesome. That's fun. That's fun. I like that. Congratulations to her, and we wish her a great great birthday. Enjoy your weekend. And on Sunday, we have one big special birthday to celebrate. We wish happy birthday to Betty Carlson.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Carlson. Betty, we hope it's a good one for you. Enjoy. I don't know why I called her by her last name.
You usually do that with dudes, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it's exactly what you do. Betty, I don't know you like that, but I do appreciate you and appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Thanks so much for celebrating with us, everybody. Keep them coming. Want to keep celebrating with you. And keep in mind that next week we are going to be announcing our winner of March.
Woo!
That winner is going to get a winner is going to receive a $20 gift certificates to El Cafe, thanks to our friends over there.
That's so fun.
That's a great gift. That's a great one. That's a great thing to win. Big shout out to the friends at El Cafe. Let's take a look at our celebrity list for today and go through the weekend. Today, Lucy Lawless is 56. Xena, the warrior princess. she was in a couple of other things,
too. I think of Xena jeans when you say that.
Nice, nice. But Lucy Lawless, I like her. She did some good work. John Popper is 57, blues traveler, lead singer and songwriter.
Okay. I would have never known his name, but I know who you're talking about.
I forget it all the time, and then I hear it, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Let's see here. Amy Sedaris is 63, very funny actress, very popular, did some really good work at Second City. Jerry Blank on Strangers with Candy, her true TV show, At Home with Amy Sedaris, ran for 3 seasons, a lot of people like that. She was James Caan's secretary in Elf, and she is the voice of Cinderella in the Shrek movies.
Oh, wow.
Perry Farrell is 65 today, lead singer of Jane's Addiction and creator of Lollapalooza. Perry Farrell, a lot of great work. Christopher Lambert is 67, the Highlander. There can be only one. I'm Duncan MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod. Love the Highlander stuff. Christopher Lambert. He's a good one, dude. Let's see here. Eric Idle is 81. Happy birthday to Monty Python genius Eric Idle. One of my favorites, biggest influences. Love Eric Idle. Loved his work. Let's see here. And some people no longer with us, like Sam Walton, founder of Walmart, born in 1918, passed away in 92. And then let's take a look at Saturday birthdays. Let's shift over gears into Saturdays. Take a look there. Thomas Rhett is 34 tomorrow, popular country singer-songwriter. We played a little of his music today.
We did.
Let's see, Justine Moore, 40 years old, for another popular country singer. And Norah Jones is 45 tomorrow.
Wow, we're just hitting it with the vocals there, huh?
Yeah, we're not done either. I love Norah Jones.
I do too.
Ooh, love her voice. Great singer. And still working really good, doing a lot of good stuff. Let's see, Celine Dion is 56 tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to keep going too. Now, I should note, I was never a big fan of her as a musician or anything, but I feel for her, and I really have admired the way she is. She can't really do much anymore. She can't really sing or perform like she used to, but she's been a real big advocate for a lot of the things that she's struggling with and a lot of the mental health issues. It's not easy to be in the public eye when you're in a condition like this, and I admire what she has done. She's, I think, a lot stronger than she realized and a lot stronger than I think a lot of us gave her credit for.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Let's see here. And also, Tracy Chapman is 60 tomorrow. Well, just tons of singers to yesterday.
Something in the air that day, huh?
Yeah, we've got a handful of birthdays, local birthdays on Saturday. I wonder if any of them are singers. I wonder.
Yeah.
A lot of singers on the tomorrow board. A couple more musicians. MC Hammer is 62 tomorrow.
I mean, we'll use that one loosely.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, I mean, I like MC Hammer, but no. He's not really in the same league as those other ones.
No, not really a singer either. But still, like 62
yeah,
for Hammer.
That's
wow.
Crazy.
Paul Reiser is 68 tomorrow. Love Paul Reiser. Mad About You. He was on Stranger Things, a bunch of other stuff. Eric Clapton is 79 tomorrow as well. Jeez. Man, big birthdays tomorrow. Warren Beatty is 87 tomorrow.
Wow.
Wow, some great.
We never get good birthdays.
No, no. I can't.
We always get the crappy ones.
Got all these good ones.
This is impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Somebody no longer with us who would have celebrated a birthday on Saturday. Frankie Lane, born in 1913, he sang the theme to Rawhide. Rawhide. Get on up. Rawhide. And let's see here.
Sometimes I should have like a panel between you and I, yes. Because when I see your face doing that I just can't not laugh.
No, that's the whole point. If you don't laugh, it ain't funny. Let's see. Sunday birthdays. I think one of the greatest top five greatest actors in the world today. Ewan McGregor is 53 on Sunday. Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars movies. Emmett in Fargo. He was, of course, in Moulin Rouge. A bunch of other great
things.
Yeah,
he was in a lot.
Yeah. He's just, I think, just so dang good. And he only gets better somehow. It's almost frustrating as an actor. It's almost frustrating. I really like his work. Very good actor. Let's see here. Angus Young is 69 on Sunday. Original AC/DC guitarist. Duck Walk. So much. Love Angus Young. My house, growing up, my dad, such a gigantic Angus Young fan. Like one of those guys you could not talk trash about. Not that I would, but if you were going to. Al Gore celebrating a birthday on Sunday as well. 76 for him. Rhea Perlman is also 76. Carla on Cheers and so many other great things. Loved her work. Great Rhea Perlman, great actress. Gabe Kaplan is 79 on Sunday. We know him as Mr. Cotter from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A good one. Christopher Walken is 81 on Sunday and still working, everybody. Christopher Walken's in the newest Dune movie. Like, I mean, he's still working. Great, great actor. And somebody no longer with us would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. The hockey legend Gordie Howe, born in 1928, passed away in 2016. They say that Gordie Howe is gone, and it's true, but wherever he is playing hockey. I guarantee you that there's not many things we can't. We have no idea what the afterlife is or any of that. But one thing we do know, Gordie Howe is playing hockey wherever
we know there's
whatever's
hockey
going on. Yes, yeah. wishing everybody a great birthday and anniversary out there. Hope you have a good one, everybody. Stick around. We're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's coming up. And we'll get to our news break for now. We'll come back with more fun. But again, a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there. We encourage you to celebrate with our great friends over at El Cafe. Go celebrate with them right now. They're at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish him a great day from all of us at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous theme song for a TV show. You call up if you know it, 424-2600. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you're going to win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That is two kids' meals, two adults' meals. That's free Culver's.
Just like that.
Just like that, everybody. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, thank you for downloading it. You're just a touch or two away from calling up and letting us know what TV theme song this is.
Welcome back.
Got it right before the welcome. Good morning. What's your answer?
Welcome back, Cotter.
Yeah.
Hey, nice job.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Wait a minute. Let me make this official for you, sir. I got to make sure, of course, this is official. There we go. Now it's official. Who do we have on the phone with us? What's your name?
Bruce,
thank you so much for listening and playing along. Were you a fan of the show, Bruce? Welcome back, Cotter.
Yep.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows of all time. I love that show. It's a good one. Bruce, you knew it right away. Like, we didn't even get to the
welcome.
Yeah, you
were fast.
Yeah, I got it right away. That was good. Thank you for that. Bruce, where are you calling us from?
Rapids.
Right on. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Thank you so much for listening and playing along, Bruce. Hang on the line. I'm going to get a little information from you. But you're our newest star of the day.
Okay.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Yes, we thought we'd celebrate Gabe Kaplan's birthday, 79 years old, from Mr. Cotter himself. He's also a financial whiz and an amazing poker player. He's actually made quite a run at that. He's won well over $1 million just playing poker. So take that, Mr. Woodman. Take that. Ooh, 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 ooh. Mr. Cotter. Mr. Cotter. God, I love that show. It was actually way ahead of its time. Way, way, way ahead of its time.
You know, there's a lot of shows like that from back then that are like sneaky. You know, now you watch them, you're like, oh.
That show, to this day, still had the closest I've ever had to any kind of like representation on TV with having a Puerto Rican Jew on there. Like, I mean, really. Like, it was great. It was awesome. It was a wonderful show. I loved it, loved it, loved it. And of course, you know, Gabe was the launching pad for John Travolta and, you know, other performers and stuff. And I believe Gabe Kaplan did the theme song or something like that, I want to say. But great theme song. It's a classic one. And now we have a newest star of the day. Bruce is our newest star of the day.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm going to get some information from Bruce so I can get that to my agent because he is a star now. That's the way it works.
He's it.
Yep. We'll get out of here. We'll come back and we'll to have some more fun when we come back. We're talking some Easter, Terry and I, on the morning show when we get back.
Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got some good stuff to get into. We're going to talk a little bit about Easter candy and wrap up those random facts we have about Easter, too. I have some fun with that. But before we go too far, Terry, we used to do our National Day of calendar over here. And one of the things that we like to do is every once in a while bring one of those back over here, because we do it on the Sunrise Show now, which you can catch Monday through Friday, 7 to 8, over on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. But I wanted to touch on this one here just because this is one of the more noteworthy ones. Certainly today is Good Friday, and we wish everybody a Good Friday out there, and wishing everybody a wonderful Easter this weekend. At the end of the show, we'll wrap up and mention our Easter egg hunts in the area. But today is also National Vietnam War Veterans Day, and we want to send remembrance to that and a thank you to that and appreciation to that, to not only everybody who served in that war, but everybody's families that were affected by the war, and all of those that we love and that help us celebrate democracy, help us celebrate freedom. These great individuals that we are not here without, and we appreciate them very much. There is no segue because they're not supposed to be.
No,
We go right into
standalone.
I mentioned earlier, that growing up I in a mixed household and everything, Easter was one of those big holidays for us, because not only did we get to do the Easter egg hunt and the Easter egg baskets and all that, but it was when the family got together.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that one of the things that we are always appreciative to the Easter Bunny for, because the Easter Bunny does some heavy work.
It's a lot to accomplish.
It's a lot to do. You're not just dropping off baskets, you're hiding eggs. And there's I don't know if anybody noticed this. There's a lot of kids out there. It's a lot of work. So I always appreciated that the Easter Bunny seemed to know the kind of candy I liked.
Good point.
It was always cool.
Good point.
I don't know how the Easter Bunny was
able to
pull
that. What
candy
do you like? Not black jelly beans.
No. But I do like jelly beans and gummy stuff. I like gummy worms and gummy bears. I'm a big gum fan. I like gum.
Okay.
Things like that. But what are your favorite candies? That's what we want to know. 715-424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app. Just a touch or two away. Call up and join the conversation. That's where we're going with our conversation. If you have kids at a certain age or a sugar addiction yourself, like I do, you're probably going out on a candy run or two this weekend. There's a ranking online of the best Easter candy of all time, and thousands of people have weighed in. Literally thousands of people have weighed in on this. It's pretty cool.
Okay, do you like Peeps?
No.
I love Peeps.
Yeah, I remember this.
But they have to be the yellow ones.
Yeah.
Not a different color, and none of the funky flavors that are out there. Just yellow Peeps. And I would prefer the bunnies over the chicks, but I'll eat either one.
I'm a little surprised by the fact that you just like the regular ones. I don't know why. I have no reason why, but you did this last year to me, too.
I
was a little surprised. I don't know why. I don't know. But that's a good one. And a really popular one. If you like Peeps, this is your time of year. This is your time. So let's start right at the top, and we'll work our way down. Number one, or do you want to go start at 10? Should we start at 10? Yeah, let's start at 10. Number 10, Hershey's Easter Solid Milk Chocolate Bunny. So the solid one.
Okay.
That's a
lot of chocolate, man.
Yeah, that's kind of shocking to me that it's that low on the list. I would have thought that'd be higher up. And boy, are people picky about this one. They want either, if they like the solid chocolate one, that's the one they want, and they don't want any other one. Or God forbid you get the hollow one or
something.
Although,
like Lindt chocolate makes bunnies now. I mean, good chocolate.
Oh,
but,
I'm going to try that.
But I also don't know. It's cost-wise, there's a difference, too. So
yeah. Jelly Bellies, number 9 on the list. Regular jelly beans are 15th on the list, so are just a little high.
But Jelly Bellies are fun. You can get those on boxes, you know, where it's like you get like a dozen of each flavor and the little map, and it's just fun.
So good, yeah. Whopper's Robin Eggs. Oh, I forgot about those.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't eat a lot of those, but they're not bad.
They're not super high on my list, but if they're there, I would grab a couple of them for
actually,
sure.
Actually, a little thing. I like that there's still Whoppers out there.
Otherwise, I don't eat Whoppers. Yeah, they wouldn't be high on my list. But for Easter, for some reason, I mean, when they're shaped like a cute little robin egg.
Yeah, I mean, that works. Yeah. It works. But I can't remember the last time I even saw those. I used to love those.
They come in that little box.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I liked. I liked the box.
It was a little milk carton.
And that milk carton was indestructible. That thing was, I don't know what they made that thing out of, but it was indestructible. Hershey's Solid Milk Chocolate Eggs. Another good one. Yeah, number 7 on the list. Number 6 and 5 are pretty close together. At number 6, Cadbury Caramel Eggs, and at number 5, Cadbury Cream Eggs.
Oh, they are not even close to the same.
They're not, same company. No, you're right. Very good point.
Cadbury Cream Eggs, I love those dumb things.
Yeah, they're good.
It's...
I don't know why. Because I'm not a guy. I usually don't like things with like jelly filled donuts. It's the only kind of donut I won't eat. I'll eat every other donut in the universe except for anything filled with jelly. I just don't like stuff like that. Twinkies, I'm not a big fan of. But those Cadbury eggs,
I love those. Good. And then they started making little ones, mini ones.
Yeah.
So you don't have to eat that whole big thing.
Yes. Yes.
But I will every year usually eat one of the big ones. Just because.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Easter. Come on. Number four on the list, Easter pastel M&Ms. Yeah. I'm okay with M&Ms anytime.
Yeah, I think anytime. We're on probably like bag 10 of those at our house so far this year
right
already.
Yeah. Number three, here you go, chocolate lint gold bunny. Yeah. Nice reference by you. Yeah. I got to try one of
those.
That's
an upgrade for sure.
I bet.
I mean, I think we always had, like when we were kids, in our basket was like the Palmer Hollow. You know, like the Palmer chocolate, the Hollow Bunny. And I always like those. And I like the white chocolate, too.
See, you and my dad, like I don't know what happened, but he had a shift a couple of years back. And now almost everything's white chocolate. He really likes. And again, call up. Let us know your favorite Easter candy, everybody. 715-424-2600. Let's expand this a little bit, too. What's your favorite things about Easter? I want to hear that. What is your favorite stuff about Easter? 715-424-2600, a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Number two on the list, the Cadbury mini eggs.
Those are my favorite.
Those are awesome.
I love those.
Really
I don't even buy them. No, like leading up to Easter, you know, I have some different little candy dishes and stuff because guess who eats them? Me.
See, that's just self-preservation.
Like
that's
the M&Ms, I can walk by and others in my house eat them like it's... you know, a meal. But those mini eggs, I love those things.
This is the trouble when you're a grazer like us. Like when you have candy and things like that sitting around the house. I mean, we're the ones that end up eating it all. Yeah. Number two on the list, the Cadbury mini eggs. And number one on the list, Reese's peanut butter eggs. I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that too.
I don't think that there's necessarily a wrong answer here, but that one is a pretty popular one year in and year out.
Not high on my list.
No,
which is
neither,
fine because I'll have those at the house and the kids like them, but then I don't eat them.
Overall, 24 Easter candies were ranked, and coming in dead last was bunny corn, which isn't too surprising. It's not that popular.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the Easter version of Halloween candy corn.
Oh, ew.
I don't know how it's different, but I'm not sure.
It has to taste different at Easter time.
It must, for sure.
Would for me.
Brock's bunny basket eggs are a second to last, followed by Brock's chicken and rabbits. Both of those are marshmallow candies. But what about the Brock's gum, the Easter egg gums?
Yeah.
Those were one
Remember
of the greatest
those?
Candies ever. Oh, I love
those. Little
those.
Robin egg gums?
Those little robin egg gums.
And they were in that little tray?
Yeah, the tray. Oh, God, I love those. I got to find those. Terry, you got this, right? I got to go get some of those.
Go ahead.
I'm going to head over there.
You know what I like is those marshmallow eggs. Mm. Like they come in like an egg carton and it's I like those. I mean, like if they were, you know, switching with the candy corn. Like if all of a sudden there was marshmallow something for Halloween, I probably wouldn't eat it because to me, I just associate it with Easter. But I like those.
Speaking of Easter candy, Instacart has a map of the top selling Easter candies across the country. And in most of America, Reese's eggs are number one. Huh. Hershey's milk chocolate is bigger in the southwestern part of the country. California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, and Colorado, plus North Dakota. And Cadbury milk chocolate is number one in Alaska and Washington, D.C. What about here in the in Wisconsin? Let's see here. What about Wisconsin? It's not going to tell me, of course. The most popular marshmallow chick color in each state. So that's an interesting one. Blue here in Wisconsin.
No way. We're talking about Peeps right now.
Yeah. That's
yellow.
Yellow. It's got to be yellow. Yeah, you would think. You can find that list again at DoorDash.com. DoorDash is the one that has that for you.
And seriously, if you are DoorDashing candy, you should probably get up and go for a walk.
I feel like that's fair. I feel like that's fair. Yeah. Those chocolate lint bunnies, I got to try one of those.
Yeah.
You got me thinking about
that.
Isn't
that funny that DoorDash is ranking candy?
It is a little bit. It is a little. Thank you for calling that out because I was a little, I was going to mention it off air. So you just got to it early. 46% of Americans think Easter Bunny should give out money instead of the Tooth Fairy. So that's the one that I wanted to come back to.
Yeah.
I don't mind that too much, but I think it's more of what your family's tradition is.
Mm-hmm.
If your family's tradition has always been, you know, one thing over the other, I think that that's it. But it doesn't matter. What does the Easter Bunny want to do? Like, if the Easter Bunny is deciding this, that's kind of what we go with.
That's right.
I trust the Easter Bunny on this. I feel like the Easter Bunny knows Easter pretty well.
His call.
It's his call. The New York Post has an article kind of talking about the commercialization of Easter and kind of wondering, is the Easter Bunny infringing on Santa's territory by bringing gifts on top of all the candy? So there's been a thing of like gifts being given on Easter, and yeah, I haven't heard of this.
You know, I don't. I guess our Easter baskets have always just been candy,
yeah,
or something fun.
Yeah. But, you know, I guess. According to a new study, the best place in America to celebrate Easter is Pittsburgh.
Okay. Is that because of the Hershey Chocolate Factory?
I think so. I think that's part of the reason. That's why, at least in the article here, that's where part of what they're saying. Interesting. In a poll on holidays, 13% of Americans say Easter is their favorite holiday of the year.
Oh, interesting.
That is very interesting.
I was just thinking the best place for Easter is wherever I am, right?
Yeah, right on. Yes. 9% in another poll, people were asked how they planned to celebrate Easter. The top answer was having a special meal with family or friends. 21% said that. 14% said going to church. Another 14% said eating candy. 13% said dying Easter eggs. And 12% said attending an Easter egg hunt.
You know, it's interesting. I think that for me, like, it's not my favorite, but it's not my least favorite.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's much more about religion and church and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and being reflective and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we still get together, you know, have a nice meal with family and that kind of thing.
It's always been, those are the things that I've always thought of with the day, the family part mm-hmm. of things. And being thankful, you know, that's a big one too. And that always a good idea to be able, a good opportunity to have more of those opportunities. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't know if it's the same as encroaching on Santa's territory, but Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny used to work together for my family, and we would get toothbrushes and toothpaste in our stockings and our Easter baskets to make sure we had our fresh toothbrushes every 6 months.
That's a great idea.
That's a great gift. Yeah, that's a great
Smart.
Idea. Yeah. Especially if you're going to be getting a bunch of candy.
Correct. That was how we'll go with the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus balanced the thing.
Right, right.
Very strategic.
I'm immediately kind of like feeling like a little guilty as a parent that I didn't think of that. I kind of wish I would have done that with my kids. I kind of wish. It's a really good one. That's a good one. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you. Let's go ahead and look at this, Terry. I wanted to take a look at another one here. This so shrinkification is going on. Half of Americans actually want smaller portions. That is our headline. There's been a lot of talk about shrinkification, putting snacks and drinks into slightly smaller packages and charging the same as the large portions used to be. We've seen a lot of this in the last 2 years, I would say, stretching it out, maybe the last year and a half, but at least 2 years, where the products that you know, that bag of chips you've always bought, you know, for the same price, you're buying it, but you notice, wait a minute, there's less in there. Oh, it's a little bit smaller.
More air.
You know, yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Well, according to a new study, some of us want that, sort of. New research out of Georgetown suggests that, shout out to the Hoyas, suggests that 54%, I love Georgetown, suggests that 54% of Americans want smaller portions. Naturally, those are mostly people who are already protective and about living in a healthier lifestyle, but still. That's for both reduced sizes in food packaging and restaurant portions. And the percentage is even higher if they have young children in the household. If you break that down by generation, it's most common among older millennials, with younger millennials and Gen Zers close behind. Older folks are more likely to want larger portions.
Okay, no one is forcing you to buy a certain size portion.
First of all,
newsflash.
Yeah.
Maybe DoorDash doesn't offer all of the options. But I mean, I get that. I think that we all probably should be smarter with portion control. But isn't it really just like self-regulation kind of? You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely. Oh no, 1,000,000,000%, Terry. You just teed me up because I've been waiting to jump on this one. get ready, everybody.
Sorry.
I'm getting, yeah. No, self-governing. like taking care of your own self, like be like taking some responsibility and actually like deciding I'm not going to do this. You don't need this or that to tell you. You can make those decisions. Yeah. You can have some dang willpower.
Now,
it shouldn't be on other people to have your willpower.
I think on the other hand, though, is if you really are, let's say you're just really, truly struggling with weight or with a certain diet that you need to, you know, follow or something like that. Sometimes it may be easier to purchase smaller portioned packaging, you know, just for the sheer willpower of it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that everything needs to be regulated by size. You make your own adjustments, right?
I honestly, I feel this way about like almost, I wouldn't say I feel this way about seatbelt laws, but I'm very close to it. If you are not going to put a seatbelt on, that is on you. And you like the idea of not doing that, it seems insane to me. So if you weren't going to do it, look, I'm tired of governing people who are not going to take care of themselves. Like at a certain point, you're an adult. Do this. You know, you got to. We have enough of people like kind of needing this or needing that. Like I get that. Everybody needs a hand in life, and everybody needs somebody looking out for them. It's a very good thing to be able to do. But at a certain point, you got to be an adult.
Yeah. But in general, I would say we are overeaters.
Yes.
You know, I mean, just so really understanding what is an actual portion, you know, I mean, and I can think of, I know exactly which foods I overeat, you know, your comfort foods,
here.
Your favorites,
same
your,
here,
you know, whatever. But to say that portions are not provided appropriately, you got to own that yourself.
I really feel you do. But I will also say too, this is a topic I'm not that great on. Like I don't eat that much to begin with. I don't eat right to begin with. And I have a very, very, very insane metabolism. So I'm very, very much on the opposite end of a lot of this. So just to be fair, it's not necessarily my wheelhouse, but I do think that taking some responsibility and taking some, you know, initiative of your own self, that's how you build willpower. That's how you build character and all those things.
You know, because if there's 40 cookies in the roll, it doesn't mean you have to eat all of them at once.
Right. You can eat 35. You can
I
eat
mean, 38.
Yeah. Gauge it. Play it by ear. Play
you
by
know,
ear.
The dog might need one.
Right. That's always right. Yeah. We have one more day for this, everybody. The Civic Media Ride in the Spring Text to Win Statewide Contest. This is your final day to play this. Go ahead and download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Be sure to like your local radio station, WFHR, WIRI, and get ready to text us that keyword every hour on the hour at 10, 1, and 3 today. So be listening at the top of the 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock hours. We'll give you a keyword. You go ahead and text that to us in the hour, because you only have the hour to get that word to us. Text it to us, and boom, just like that, you are in on these amazing prizes that we have going on. You're going to get a chance to, either every hour, get a chance to have an overnight getaway to Chula Vista and the beautiful Dells. And you'll also be entered to win one of our two grand prizes, brand new bike, 3-in-1 blender, outdoor patio love seat. This is all free, and it's all cool stuff that we are excited to be able to do. And as a side note, everybody, you're going to want to have that app, because this ain't the last time we're doing something like this. This is kind of a soft launch.
Getting people ready.
Yeah. These are great prizes, but boy, we got some good stuff coming up for you. Be listening for that. And again, big thank you to everybody who has already downloaded the app and played along. We appreciate you. Terry and I got great stuff coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to touch on a little bit of entertainment news. We've also got some other good things to get to. Terry, I want to talk about 4 Easter-themed April Fool's jokes to look out for.
Great.
Yeah, we got that coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.